Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about dividend paying stocks this July. So to clarify, ito yung mga dividend paying stocks na merong X date for the month of July. And just a reminder na para mabayaran kayo ng dividends for this period, you have to buy or you have to own the stock one day before the X date or the X dividend date. Okay, I just want to clarify that. And before we get started, I just want to remind you guys that this video is not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, so I can't give you any financial advice. Treat this episode or this video as a resource and as part of your own research. Let's get started. The first company sa ating list is Del Monte Pacific Limited. Yung kanyang stock code is DELM. So, medyo malapit sa Del Mundo. Sector nito is industrial, mainly in food, beverage, and tobacco. Dividend payment for this period is 94 centavos. X date is on July 8. Again, you have to own this stock one day before July 8. So, ibig sabihin dapat July 7 nakabili ka na ng Del Monte stock para mabayaran ka ng dividend na 0.94 pesos. Okay? Record date will be on July 13 and payment date on July 27. The current market price for this stock is around 14 pesos and 44 centavos. Dividend yield nito is around 6.51% and then the yield after taxes is 5.859%. So, kailangan nyo lang i-multiply yung dividend yield to 0.9 kasi 10% yung kinakaltas ng BIR para dun sa taxes. And then yung 5-year average dividend yield is around 5.57%. So, that's pretty good. 4-year payout ratio nila is 36.34. Ang problema lang is nag-miss sila ng dividends for, I think, 2019 if I'm not mistaken. So, yun lang yung downside nito. Pwedeng makamiss ng dividends. But in the past 3 years naman, 2020, 2021, and 2022, nagbigay na sila ng dividends. So, 3 straight years na. Next one is a preferred stock from Megawide Construction Corporation. Stock code nito is MWP4. Sector is industrial, mainly in construction, infrastructure, and allied services. Dividend payment is 1 peso and 32 centavos. X date on July 5. Record date on July 8. And payment date on July 29. Current market price ng stock na to is 99 pesos per share. Yung dividend yield nito is 1.34% quarterly and then 5.35% naman annually. After taxes, syempre bababayan 1.206 quarterly na lang and then 4.815% annually. Next one, we have Asia United Bank Corporation. Stock code is AUB. Sector nito is financials and banking. Dividend payment is 1 peso per share. X date will be on July 12. Record date on July 15. And payment date on July 29. Current market price of this stock is 44 pesos and 2 centavos. Well, 20 centavos. Dividend yield is 2.26% biannually, so ibig sabihin twice a year, and then annually 4.52%. After taxes for the year, for the whole year na to, that will be 4.068%. Yung 5-year average dividend yield is 3.48%. And 5-year payout ratio is 24.174%. Next one, we have FNJ Prince Holdings Corporation. Yung kanyang stock code is FJP. Malapit na maging FPJ. Sector is holding firms. Dividend payment nito is 5 centavos per share. X date will be on July 7. And then record date on July 12. Payment date is on July 30. The current market price is 2 pesos and 50 centavos. Yung last trade nito was from Thursday, tama ba? Yeah, June 30th. Yung dividend yield is 2%. That is good for the year na. And yung yield after taxes is 1.8%. And by the way, guys, hindi ko na nailagay yung 5-year average dividend yield and 5-year average payout ratio kasi hindi kayang i-load ng internet ko currently yung BPI trade. Which is very unfortunate. It's kind of frustrating on my part kasi I want to add that information dito sa video, dito sa episode, but I really can't. I'm paying paying a lot of money to Globe, but they somewhat fucked up their internet connection lately. I think ang dami na rin nagreklamo, nakita ko sa socials, but what can we do? I mean, at least ngayon na-restore na internet, but sobrang bagal talaga, like na-frustrate lang, but again, I can't really do anything. Hopefully it gets fixed soon kasi, you know, I'm technically overpaying for a very slow internet, and that's why yung pinili ko nga before na plan is yung 100 Mbps kasi I want, you know, a fast internet connection because I also work from home and of course I do research and I upload videos. But yeah, ngayon sobrang bagal internet, mas mabilis pa yung mobile data, and then pabalik-balik, no? Minsan walang internet, minsan meron. Same thing sa mobile data. Minsan may signal, minsan wala. So, ang hirap talaga. Okay, next one, I digress. Keppel Philippines Holdings Incorporated. KPH yung kanyang stock code. Sector nito is holding firms. Dividend payment is 10 centavos per share. Ex-date on July 4. Record date on July 7 and payment date on July 31. Actually, ito hindi na kayo mababayaran for this period kasi tomorrow is July 4 na. So, dapat today makabili kayo, but wala namang trading ang stock market kapag weekend. Current market price is 9.80 pesos per share. Daan na lang natin to. 1.02% yung dividend yield. Hindi rin naman ganun ka-attractive yung kanyang dividend yield. And after taxes, 0.918% na lang yan. So, hindi talaga worth it bilin. Next up, we have SBS Philippines Corporation. Stock code is SBS. Sector nito is other services. Dividend payment is 0.025 pesos per share. Ex-date on July 14. Record date on July 19. And payment date on August 2. Current market price is 3 pesos and 99 centavos. Dividend yield is 0.62% and makakaltasan pa yan ng 10%, magiging 0.56% na lang. Not a very good dividend paying stock. Next one, we have Artalan Corporation. Stock code is ALCO. Sector nito is property. Dividend payment is 0.012 pesos per share. Ex-date on July 6. Record date on July 11, payment date on August 4. Current market price is 57 centavos per share. Yung dividend yield is 2.1% and yung yield after taxes, pag nabawas na yung 10%, is 1.89%. Next one, we have RFM Corporation. Stock code is RFM. Sector nito is industrial, mainly in food, beverage, and tobacco. Dividend payment is 7 centavos, around 7 centavos, more or less. Ex-date on July 6, record date on July 11, and payment date on August 4. Current market price is 3 pesos and 95 centavos. Yung dividend yield niyan is around 1.96 pesos per share. Mali pala. Anong pesos per share? Dividend yield is 1.96%. Anong sinasabi ko? Sorry about that. Yield after taxes is 1.76%. Next one, we have another preferred stock from 8990 Holdings Incorporated. Yung kanyang stock code is 8990B. Sector nito is property. Dividend payment is 1.375 quarterly sila nagbibigay. Ex date on July 22, so medyo matagal pa. Record date is on July 27 and payment date on August 10. Current market price is 99 pesos and 50 centavos. Yung dividend yield niyan is 1.38% quarterly and 5.53% annually. After makaltas yung taxes, 1.242% quarterly and then 4.977% annually. Ginawa ko lang din green kasi konting-konti na lang naman. 5% na rin siya. Next one, we have Century Pacific Food Incorporated. Stock code is CNPF. Sector nito is industrial, mainly in food, beverage, and tobacco. Dividend payment is 36 centavos, so dalawang payments yan ng 18 centavos. Same lang naman yung ex date, July 26, record date on July 29, and payment date on August 15. Current market price is 22 pesos and 35 centavos. Dividend yield nito is 1.61%. After taxes, 1.45%. Next up, we have Oriental Petroleum and Minerals Corporation. Stock code is OPM. Sector nito is mining and oil. Dividend payment is 0.0005 pesos per share. So, mura lang din naman tong stock na to. No? Ex-date is July 19. Record date is July 22. Payment date on August 16. So, nasa 1 centavo lang, no, yung current market price ng OPM. So, literal na penny stock ito. Dividend yield is surprisingly high, 4.55%. And yield after taxes is 4.09%. Next one, we have Solid Group Incorporated. Stock code is SGI. Sector is holding firms. Dividend payment is 6 centavos per share. Ex date on July 26. Record date on July 29. And payment date on August 24. The current market price of this stock is 94 centavos per share. Dividend yield is 6.38%. Annually na yan. And after taxes, 5.74%. Last one, we have a preferred stock from a Brown Company Incorporated. Yung kanyang stock code is BRNP. So, I had some trouble earlier when I was computing for the yield of this stock. Apparently, preferred stock pala itong nakita ko and I thought na sa common stock siya. So, yung naging dividend yield nung nag-compute ako against the common stock is around 230%+. So, kumbaga, parang finlag ko siya earlier dito sa presentation. But, I corrected it kasi na-realize ko na, I think preferred stock ito. So, yun, nakorek ko lang naman and I just shared my, you know, yung konting hiccup when I was making the presentation earlier. Dividend payment nito is 1 peso and 75 centavos per share. Quarterly sila nang bibigay ng dividends. Ex date is on July 29. Record date on August 3. And payment date on August 30. So, tagal no? Tagal mabayaran. Some buwan, no? Current market price is 107 pesos and 80 centavos. And yung kanina, nawirduhan nga ako. Kasi yung common stock ng Brown Company is around 0.76 pesos lang per share. So, 76 centavos lang. So, pagkakinumpute mo siya, you know, 1.75 divided by 0.76, around 238% yung magiging resulta. So, you know, kapag ginawa nila yun, it doesn't make sense. But, apparently yun pala sa preferred stock ito. So now, the numbers make sense. 1.62% quarterly yung yield. 6.49% yan annually. Kapag ka nakaltas na yung taxes, 1.458% quarterly and 5.841% annually. And that's gonna be it for this episode, guys. Silipin natin yung mga sources for today's video. We have PSE Edge, BPI Trade na ayaw i-load kasi sobrang bagal ng Globe internet ko. and yung Unsplash. Lahat ng mga links niyan is matatagpuan sa description sa baba. Alright, let's end the episode here guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this video, thank you very much. I appreciate you. If you like the content, give the video a thumbs up. And if you didn't, then give this video a thumbs down. If you're new to the channel, click the subscribe button and ring the notification bell para wala kayo ma-miss out sa mga uploads ko every single day. You can also follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at emanpsph. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.